Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Russian authorities are confirming a death toll above 140 now since Friday's terrorist attack at a packed rock concert hall in Moscow. Radical Islamist leaders with ISIS-K claiming credit for the attack. Vice President Kamala Harris with reporters over the weekend.
What has happened in an act of terrorism and the number of people who've been killed is obviously a tragedy, and we should all send our condolences to those families.
In the wake of the attack, Russian authorities have been pointing the finger at Ukraine as a bloody ground war between the two countries continues. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accusing Russia of trying to shift blame. Millions of Americans across the Plain States and upper Midwest dealing with intense winter weather conditions early this week. Heavy snowfall was forecast to hit areas in and around Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota Sunday, bringing in anywhere between 3 and 7 inches of new snow. Meanwhile, blizzard conditions are making driving dangerous for roughly 100 miles or so along two major east-west interstate highways in South Dakota and western Nebraska. After days of battling uncontrollable wildfires, West Virginia finally sees a glimmer of hope as much-needed rain entered the forecast. The West Virginia Emergency Management Division took to social media announcing the arrival of rainfall after enduring poor air quality and widespread wildfires since Wednesday. The Princess of Wales revealing she's been diagnosed with cancer. Now, there are notes of concern from world leaders.
An outpouring of support continues to come in from around the world for Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales.
This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately.
Kate is 42 years old. The Princess is taking preventative chemotherapy.
USA's Laura Winters. This is USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
One Republican lawmaker saying Americans should consider their own level of safety in the wake of the ISIS-K Moscow terror attacks Friday. The attack left more than 140 people dead at a jam-packed rock concert.
I asked our commanding general in the Middle East about ISIS's capacity to project attacks from Afghanistan. He said that in as little as 6 months, and it turned out to be closer to 6 days, that ISIS from Afghanistan, with little or no warning, could attack Western interests across Asia and Europe.
The potential for a major financial windfall. A Trump company is going public.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the merged entity would encompass approximately 80 million shares valued at around $3 billion.
USA's John Schaefer. The National Park Service is being sued for not accepting cash payments at parks across the U.S. Three people filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming the Park Service is breaking federal law by not accepting cash for entry to various monuments, parks, and historic sites. The trio filed the lawsuit after their cash payments were rejected at locations in Arizona, Georgia, and New York. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour in this the Holy Week that we're celebrating, all leading into next Sunday. And happy Easter. Lana Silk is with us. She's the CEO of Transform Iran. Lana, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, first of all, explain to our audience Transform Iran. What is Transform Iran all about?
Transform Iran is about seeing God's power and love transform Iran. So we preach the gospel to Iranians, we plant churches, we disciple believers, develop leaders, and all of it is to raise up nation-changing churches and communities within Iran to see God really do his work there.
Mm-hmm. In light of the, you know, all that's going on in the Middle East, particularly as it relates to Israel, lest we forget, there are other nations and countries that are involved here in the Middle East that God cares about, is what you're pointing out, right?
Oh, yes, he does. And Iran is absolutely on God's heart and agenda right now. He is doing incredible, miraculous even things right now, turning people's hearts to himself with millions of Iranians turning to him as they hear the gospel. It's exciting.
Well, what I hear over and over, Alana, maybe you can confirm this, is that what we hear repeatedly is that Muslims are coming to the good news of the gospel often because of a vision or a dream. This seems to be an interesting phenomena that's taking place, particularly in the Muslim nations. Do you find that to be the case?
It is the case. It's testament to the fact that the gospel of Jesus Christ is living and active, and it cannot be silenced. So in countries like this, where humans are trying to silence the reach of the gospel, they're making it illegal, they're making it difficult for people to access media outside of government-sanctioned websites or TV channels, then, you know, they think they've done their work. They've made it impossible for people to access the gospel. And then Jesus turns around and says, do you know what, you can't stop me appearing to them right in their room or right in their dreams. And he's doing that, and we hear testimony after testimony of people who have encountered Jesus. Sometimes they don't even know exactly who he is, but they know how they felt when they were with him. They know how their lives were changed, perhaps a sickness was healed, an addiction was cured. And then they reach out to us and they say, Jesus appeared to me. He did this for me. I want to understand. Well, tell me more about him. What do I do now? And then we have the privilege of sharing the gospel with them.
Well, Lana, I got to imagine for you and everyone associated with Transform Iran, you, in a way, have been given a glimpse of the beginnings of the early church that we read about in the book of Acts, right?
Yes, it's very much like that. The dynamics, the circumstances with regard to the authorities and the scrutiny, it feels very similar. People who turn to Jesus in Iran today know that it's going to cost them. And they do it with their eyes wide open, and they're prepared to pay the cost because they know what they've tasted and they want it at any cost.
Exactly. Well, in much the same way, I mean, look at the early martyrs of the church. I mean, why would they not, you know, disclaim Jesus? I mean, they were told, look, disclaim him and you'll live. It'll go well with you. If you continue on this course, you're either going to be stoned, disemboweled, crucified, whatever. But I mean, to, like you said, to have that kind of conviction that even in the face of death, you would still hold on to the garment of Jesus Christ. That just says something that is beyond comprehension, you know, this side of heaven, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it speaks about the power of an encounter with Jesus. When we have really met him, encountered him, experienced him in our lives, then it's worth whatever it may cost us to continue in relationship with him. It makes me think of right at the end in Revelation when Jesus talks about those who turned to him at the end and said, Lord, we did this and this and this in your name. And he says, go away, I did not know you. Jesus wants is to know us and for us to know him. When that happens, everything else is secondary.
Yeah, it's not about lip service. You know, he wants to know, just like the Father does, where's your heart? And God knows our heart. And that's the deal. And we can learn so much. And I got to tell you, I can't help but feel a little envious for you and your team to be able to talk to people who have gone through this kind of transformation, to be able to see the love of Jesus, even though, like you said, they may not understand it. Here we are in the West with, you know, everybody's got a Bible on their shelf and, you know, and we go to church on Sunday. But there is something different about those that, as you say, that really know their God, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's contagious and it's challenging. It provokes faith because you look at that and you think, wow, how am I living in my comfortable home in the States? And I live in the States. I enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy here in the United States. And it's a constant challenge to me to ensure that I live in the same kind of sold-out way that they are living. You know, when you live in a country like Iran, that is constantly tested. You are in or out. There's no lukewarm. Whereas here in the United States, we have to ensure that we cultivate that for ourselves, make sure that we're living that way, because it's possible to live, as you say, to pay lip service to this kind of faith. So we have to make sure that we're creating an environment in our own hearts, in our own lives, where we are living sold out for Jesus.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, to hear you talk and to consider what Iranians and those in the Middle East are experiencing in terms of Christian persecution. We talk about Christian persecution, but sometimes, you know, I think how arrogant, because by comparison, it seems like we have a hangnail compared to the kind of Christian persecution that they endure. As you say, they're all in. It's a binary choice. You're either with or without. You're either with the family, you're with the community, or you're without. And suddenly, you are a man, a woman, a family, without a country, without a family.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It does give us perspective for the things that we carry here and the gravitas that we give it here in the States. Mm. But that's not to belittle the individual costs that people have to make in all sorts of different circumstances too. And I think to myself, well, what I am called to here is different to what my colleagues are called to in Iran. But
exactly.
I'm still responsible to make sure that I'm living in such a way that I am all in. And maybe all it's going to cost me is some embarrassment one day, or perhaps a career progression, or, you know, a relationship. But Jesus sees what we're prepared to pay for him, and he values that.
Exactly. Yeah, this is by no means, and you bring up a good point here. We're not using them as a comparative, their stories as a comparative, as much as it is to help us form our understanding, is that we all have a role to play in God's kingdom, don't we?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. Yeah.
And I think that's the opportunity, is to find out where your role is and what you can do to be a co-laborer to God's, God's effort for His kingdom coming, and be true to that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what a great time to be talking about this, Bill, with Easter Sunday coming up.
Exactly.
Less than a week away. We're thinking about what may need to die in us, what may need to be resurrected in us. You know, Jesus, the life that Jesus wants for us.
Gotta go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
You could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are still millions of people around the world who haven't heard the truth about Jesus, and the Tide Ministry is thrilled to announce our third annual Race to Share the Gospel to help bridge the gap. Participants in this virtual race are invited to run, walk, bike, hike, or even swim 13 miles in 16 days to make an eternal impact in the lives of millions around the world. The race kicks off on April 27th and ends on May 12th. Anyone, anywhere can complete the race at their own pace within that period. Our goal is to raise awareness and support for a new series of TV programs and corresponding radio broadcasts to spread the gospel in the specific languages of five different ethnic groups in the Balkan region. To learn more about the Tide Race to Share the Gospel and its potential to enable people in various Balkan countries to hear about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Monday of Holy Week. We're glad you could join us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. The CEO of Transform Iran continues with us, Lana Silk. Lana, as you said right before the break, this is Holy Week. As hearts and minds have been, you know, prepared throughout this this Lenten season, and capped off with you know, an empty grave on Sunday, right?
Right. Yes, it's a good reminder of the incredible victory that Jesus won for us and the life that he has won for us to live.
Yeah, and reminded that it wasn't just one and done. I mean, his yes. his sacrifice is for eternity. And here it is, right? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it is an exciting time in our Christian calendar to be remembering again the power of what Jesus has done for us and then thinking the significance of that in our lives. He didn't go through all of that just so we can say a simple yes and, you know, sign, check the box, we're in, we're made it to heaven. He, right. he has won so much more than just that for us. And our day-to-day lives could reflect that power if we choose to allow it to.
Well, and here is the opportunity in this experience to live that out, as you said, without compromise. I mean, why not live a life of distinction, in a sense? You know, Lana, in this past month, what God had placed on my heart was a call for elite Christianity. And this not, you know, about arrogance. It's and the reason it came up was because there was a very successful football coach that was retiring. And he talked about the quality of his team and his players, that good players gave him good results and great players gave him great results. And then you have those elite players that gave you, you know, elite results. And as I was reading that, I just felt like the Spirit placed this in my heart and said, this is where we need to be as Christians, elite. Not that we go around claiming that we're elite, because elite players just go out and they just do elite things. You know, they don't sit there and go, hey, you know, I'm an elite person. They just do it. And I believe that especially for a time such as this, I think there's a call for us to step up and step forward and to think, do, and be more elite and committed without compromise to our faith. Because we don't know. We don't know how much longer we have here before Jesus comes back. And you quoted that that ominous admonition from Jesus in telling those that said, hey, look, didn't I deliver people and I healed people in your name? I did all these great things for you. And he says, get away from me, you evildoers. I didn't even know you.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, whenever that comes up for consideration, you know, Christians that I know, it is one of those things that it causes you to take inventory, I guess, right?
Yes, it really does. It's considering our relationship with Jesus, isn't it? Is it real? Is it authentic? Is it intimate? Do we see his power in our lives? You talked about elite Christianity, and it made me think of the call in 1 Peter where it says that we are a royal priesthood. You know, we are royalty. We have access to the things of heaven in a way that nobody did before what Jesus did on the cross. So are we making the most of that? Are we enjoying it? And I often say to my children, you know, when I give them gifts and I give them, when I make a special meal for them or buy them something or take them on a special experience, I want them to enjoy it. Their enjoyment of what I have already paid for brings me joy. How much greater for our Father in heaven? He has paid a high cost for us to have access to the incredible riches of heaven, to feast on the riches of heaven. Are we doing that? Are we bringing him joy as we do that? Or are we just playing the humble game and saying, no, that perhaps that's for someone else?
You know, Lana, I just want to have a Selah moment for a moment and to really ponder what you just shared with us. Is these riches that Jesus paid for, the Father paid for us to enjoy. And again, this isn't, you know, a broad brush indictment. It's just a reminder. And maybe the light just flipped for you when, you know, Lana shared this with us. And I think that we all can be guilty of cheapening the grace of God in a sense, And I don't mean this in any disrespectful term. I think it's just a call, like we said, a call for elite Christianity, no compromise Christianity, a faith that's is thankful. And I mean really thankful, not just in words and lip service. Oh, God, you know, thank you. And you kind of toss up some little prayer of thanksgiving to God. But I mean, truly have a moment. And I think this is the time that's so special about Holy Week, is it gives us a lot of opportunity for holy moments like this to be able to embrace and capture as much as we can a deeper understanding of God's grace and mercy, what he gave us at the cross, and how he punctuated it all with the empty tomb, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you talk about gratitude, I think perhaps the best demonstration of our thankfulness for what he has done is to allow it to impact our lives and to change our lives. So maybe a part of that prayer can be, Lord, what is it that you have won for me that I have not yet experienced or made the most of? What can I step into that's a greater degree of an experience of what you have already won for me that will bring you joy? That is the best thanks we can give him.
How cool is that? Wow, that is so cool. I love this. This is also a period of time in the Middle East with Muslims. Is their Ramadan. And so the question is, how do we pray for Muslims during Ramadan, number one? And number two, we also have seen post-Ramadan how the dangers lurk following Ramadan. Mm. So how do we direct our prayers during this period of time?
I think during Ramadan, it's a really exciting time to be praying because Muslims themselves are praying. They are praying to know God better. They're praying to understand him better, to obey him better. It is a time of religious commitment from Muslims because they want to be seen to be at least or truly be better followers of God. Because that's, Allah just means God in Arabic. So as they pray into that, as they're pressing to it, as they're mindful of it, as their spiritual antennas are tuned in to spiritual thoughts and matters, that's a great time to be praying, really, according to their own prayers. God, may Muslims know you better. May they experience you. May they have a revelation of the one true living God. May their dreams and their visions, we talked about that earlier, be infused with Jesus. As they seek God, may they find Jesus. Now, there's that book that a wonderful Muslim background believer wrote, Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus. This is a time where Muslims seek Allah, but maybe they'll find Jesus. So let's pray into that.
Well, because God says, look, when you seek me with all your heart and soul and all your might, you'll find me. And
exactly.
When you find God, you will find the totality of the good news of what God gave us, right? He's not going to just send you a few scraps. He's all in, I guess is what I want to say. I there's no compromise for God. He's all in for his creation. And he's looking for his creation to be all in, as you stated earlier, Lana.
Yeah, absolutely. And we must remember that God loves Muslims. You know, this isn't a problem group to fix or address. These are people that Jesus died for. We've been talking about the power of the resurrection. He died for them. He loves them. He is pursuing them. So it's a great time to be fueling that. And, you know, we have testimonies in our own ministry of people who, in their passionate pursuit of Allah, because it was a pure pursuit, they wanted to obey him and follow him better. In that pursuit, Jesus met with them and totally changed the trajectory of their lives.
Well, it happened to Paul on the road to Damascus, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we already have an example right there in our Bible.
Well, without a doubt. Lana Silk has been our guest. She's the CEO of Transform Iran. Lana, let's keep this conversation going, okay?
Yes, let's do that.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. One U.S. senator says the world watched as Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. of meddling in its affairs when the U.S. was sending Moscow a warning about potential terror attacks like the one on Friday. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia telling Fox News Sunday,
"If you want to know the difference between democracies and authoritarians, we will tell nations if we're worried about their civilians. Russia or Iran would never tell us if they had news that there was going to be a terrorist attack in the United States."
Russian authorities have confirmed more than 140 deaths. Gale force winds could be to blame for more than 100,000 power outages in the far northeastern U.S. late in the weekend. On Sunday night, power outages were widespread across much of coastal southwest Maine. According to PowerOutage.us, around 9 p.m., there were more than 116,000 utility customers without electricity. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're going to be talking about Biden's border invasion. I don't know if you heard about this or not, but this was incredible, the story that happened over the weekend. Hundreds of illegal aliens massed outside of El Paso, Texas, and marched toward our border. Members of the Texas National Guard, mind you, they attempted to block them, but the mob attacked our troops and stampeded over the border. Now, I know you're going to say, well, wait a minute, don't they have guns? How could they be overwhelmed? How could this happen? Well, you got to imagine that you've got illegals coming in. They don't care about the rule of law. They don't care about our enforcers of the rule of law or our border, including our Texas National Guard, and they just went right by them and through them like a charging bull with a red cape. Victor Avila is with us. He's a former Border Patrol agent, and we're going to be talking about this new documentary, Border Invasion, along with all things our border happening in the South right now. Victor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, this is an American crisis, and it's amazing, Victor. It seems like only half of the country, even knowing the facts as we do, there is a division in our country where half of the country sees this as danger, and the other half is promoting it. They are they're co-conspirators of our open border and promoting, you know, the lurking dangers down the road that history would tell us basically are inevitable, right?
That's absolutely true. I'm flabbergasted. I don't even know what words to use anymore. The people that continue to deny what you and I are seeing with our own lying eyes, if you will. This invasion has been going on for years, by the way, and I don't know how what else to say to that other half of the American people other than to pay attention and be aware, because illegal immigration is one thing, but you got to look at the bigger picture, Bill, here when it comes to national security and public safety.
Exactly.
Something that I try to talk about all the time, especially when it comes to our U.S. citizens being victims at the hands of illegal aliens. And how many more Lake and Riley cases do we need? You know, I supported that being out there in the media, but unfortunately, I'm aware of so many hundreds, possibly thousands of cases that this has happened to our American citizens. And when you talk to those families like I have, believe me, you would change your mind dramatically. And one thing I tell people all the time, if you become a victim for any reason, we have a crime surge to begin with in this country, it's too late. You need to wake up now, pay a little bit of attention, and become aware. And believe it or not, I do see a shift in that happening. I'm originally from El Paso, Texas. And I've been on the phone with my contacts, even my family members down there, and they tell me they don't feel safe. They don't feel the way they used to feel before, and it's a great concern for them.
Well, it's a different time, and different time calls for, you know, different action. Whereas before, as you said, your family members, others have felt safe because we trusted our government, we trusted the forces to protect us, and this is, as you say, has been going on. We've been talking about this for at least 15 years, Victor. We saw the danger and what was happening. We just didn't realize how diabolical and anti-American it was. I go back and remind our audience constantly that remember when Barack Obama, you know, declared that we were going to undergo the fundamental transformation of our country. Well, this is part of that agenda, the fundamental transformation, right?
Boy, you're absolutely right. I say that it's the changing of the fundamental fabric of our country. And you're absolutely right. I've known it back even before the Obama days. My partner and I were attacked using by a cartel while we served in Mexico, using Fast and Furious weapons under the Obama Biden administration.
Exactly.
For me. But you're absolutely right. It is, you know, we are beyond the crossroads here when it comes to China and Iran and Venezuela and Mexico. Have you heard what, you know, the Mexican president was on 60 Minutes. He had already said this in Mexico a couple of months ago about demanding for the United States. Now we have Mexico, believe it or not, demanding of us to make the Mexican illegal nationals in the U.S. to make them legal, give them $20 billion, and to lift sanctions on Venezuela and Cuba. Are you kidding me? This is this is the part that the world knows, not just Mexico, but the world knows that this administration is very weak. And something you said earlier that is so right, the illegals don't fear us, the cartels don't fear us, the governments around the world don't fear us, they don't respect our sovereignty and our constitution. And that is a grave danger when you look at the totality here of the status of the United States around the world. It has really shifted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, without a doubt.
This administration has allowed it to do it purposefully.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a short pause there because the Obama-Biden administration did a lot of damage when it came to national security and our position on the world stage. When Donald Trump came on, you know, he warned us. He said, look, we're not getting the best, you know, These countries are not sending their best. And, of course, you know, everybody, all the ladies from The View, they were clutching their pearls. They were all verklempt over it. You know, how dare him say this? You know, it's just such a racist thing to say. And then and now you've got these, it's now understood that what they did was they emptied out their jails. Anybody that had mental problems, all their problems, they said, hey, go north. You know, we've got all this support. We have this infrastructure. We have this supply chain, which is backed up by Catholic charities and all these NGOs. And they're going to get you along the way. And, of course, you're going to meet up with our other friends, the cartels, and they're going to give you a wristband. And it's going to cost you to cross the border. And they didn't tell them this, but we see it because we have enough experience, Victor, to understand that here it is, a country for all these years fighting slavery and everything we've gone through. And you talk about reparations. Everybody wants reparations these days. And what are we doing? You know, we're creating a new form of indentured servitude with these people beholden, you know, because, you know, as a Border Patrol agent, you saw what's happening. These people don't cross the border without the permission of the cartels. And they are, I don't know, I've estimated 99%. I could be wrong. It could be 85, but I suspect it's a high number. Almost anybody that gets across that border, they don't get across the border without the permission and the blessings of the cartel. And with that blessing comes a wristband that says, this is your occupation when you get into the United States. You're going to either be a human trafficker, you are going to be human trafficked, you're going to be a drug mule, you're going to be doing the bidding for the cartels from here on out, right?
And I'll give you an example, to your point. I go down to the border a lot. I was interviewing a Nicaraguan national, young kid, 22, 23 years old. Seemed to be a good kid. And he said he had paid the cartel $8,500 to come over. I said, where in the heck did you get $8,500 from? And he said, actually, I didn't pay them. I owe them that money. And he was going to Minneapolis. And I said, well, what are you going to do in Minneapolis? He says, well, I have to pay them back $1,000 a month, with a $300 penalty if I don't make that payment on time. And if I just ignore this, they'll kill my family and take away our house in Nicaragua. So you're absolutely true. They now become slaves on top of the sex slave that already exists in this country.
It is just that simple, isn't it? And this is why, to your point, every state has become a border state because of the infrastructure. See, what people understand is the infrastructure is already there by the cartels, accommodated and in collusion with the Democratic Party and the Biden administration, right?
100%. This is 100% deliberate. They're the NGOs you mentioned and all these organizations are making billions of dollars. And it has to come to an end. My optimism says we will change this. However, it's many, many days away from that taking effect. So we're trying to do it with this film that you mentioned that I'm in, a border invasion.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
A little bit of breaking news here. I thought you'd be interested to hear. Donald Trump was granted some reprieve as an appeals court drastically cut that $454 million bond that he was required to post in his New York civil fraud case today. The court reduced the massive amount to $175 million and gave him 10 days to come up with the funds. That is good news. Victor Avila continues with us. He is a former Border Patrol agent. We're talking about the new documentary Border Invasion that he participates in. This really lays it out, no holds barred, this documentary, right, Victor?
Boy, it sure does. You know, we take you on the ground so you can not only see the pictures, but also what we talk about. And it's not just me, but the other experts in the film, including General Flynn, giving their perspectives. But what you'll do is get a really good, comprehensive debrief or briefing, if you will, when you watch this documentary. If you had no idea what really was going on, or you think you know, this documentary would really tell you exactly the movement of the people at the border, the cartels, the money that what you and I were just talking about, and you'll get a good overview. And keep in mind, it was shot last year, and one of the statistics that I said on the film about 200,000 people being flown directly from their home country into the U.S., and now it's over 325,000, and that keeps on happening. The Haitians, by the way, we've allowed over 130,000 Haitians to come in here. People think that crisis and invasion just started, but it's been ongoing very quietly by the Biden administration. And let me tell you, Bill, you know that these communities, small communities, I know a lot of people talk about New York and Chicago and these big cities. It's the small towns, the small counties throughout the entire country that have felt this incredible impact in the criminal justice system, the schooling system, the healthcare system, that all of a sudden they're like, wait a minute, what's going on? Why am I being put last here? I'm a law-abiding taxpayer and U.S. citizen. But for some reason, that doesn't matter anymore to this administration. The illegal gets preference, and we got to change that.
Well, and the other thing, too, Victor, over the weekend, it was reported that the Republicans in the Senate had put up a bill to stop the Biden administration from using taxpayer funds to fly illegals into the interior of our country. And, you know, not one Democrat voted against it. They all stood shoulder to shoulder, back to back with this administration to allow taxpayer funds to be spent on this illegal invasion via airplane.
Plus the money that's included in that huge omnibus bill that all
passed. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Right.
Unfortunately, with a lot of Republicans voting in favor of it, and you know what it does, Bill? It gives more money to the NGOs. It gives more money to the United States nations through the State Department, through FEMA. If you look at the money given to FEMA, that's how FEMA reimburses these individuals and these groups that are, you mentioned Catholic Charities. There's Endeavors, Border Nations Hope. There's so many of them along the border, but not just on our side of the border, but on the Mexican side, all the way down to the Darien Gap, where these
yes.
people are pressed. They're literally pressed
right.
to come down to our border and then be allowed. Oh, by the way, you know the ones that invaded and came through and pushed the National Guard in El Paso last week? Most of them were admitted, and they're not saying that in the media. Most of them, even though they came in aggressively that way, they allowed them to come in. Some were detained, some were arrested, but the majority of them were then allowed to come in under Title VIII, which, let me tell you, by the way, I was a special agent with Homeland Security Investigations, and when I investigated these cases and they went to prosecution, it's exactly for what's happening right now. I would put the NGOs in jail right now for what they're doing.
Exactly.
It's a violation of alien smuggling statutes and many other things, especially when it comes to human trafficking. That's my subject matter expertise, and I rescued a lot of women and children around the country, and it is happening right under our noses. And for some reason, I don't understand why the other half of the country doesn't understand that, because when you look at it, however you feel about immigration, these are human lives that
exactly.
we're dealing with.
And, it's just disgusting, Victor. Every time I think about it, and we report on this issue to our audience with regularity, I mean, young girls, women that are put in these camps will have sex as many as 10 times before 12 noon. They give them a lunch break, I'm told, and then another 10 times in the afternoon. Life expectancy now measured in 3 to 5 years. Can you imagine this life that these girls are subjected to, and boys, I would say, as well. I mean, and this really, what's so disgusting about this, Victor, which drives me nuts, is this is happening in America. America has become the number one consumer of this kind of perversion. And there's no other word for it. But go ahead.
No, that's right, because, you know, the argument is, well, the United States has been the consumer of the sex, the consumer of the drugs, and you know what? It's true. But I'm put in that situation to decide, I decide, listen, I want to take out the cartels. I want to hold Mexico accountable so we could stop, at least drastically reduce that coming into the country. Then we could address the country. I can't address the drug problem and all that when the drugs continue to pour in. The fentanyl, I just got back from Iowa. They have a huge problem with methamphetamine and cartel presence in Des Moines, Iowa.
Exactly.
And it happens every single place.
Well, you know this, Victor, and we've been reporting on it as well. People think the cartels are just south of the border. And I said, no, you got to understand, the infrastructure goes deep in the United States. I think it's estimated all but maybe 8 states, and by now it's probably every state of the union, has a cartel operation and connection, doesn't it?
Yes, I call them refs. You got to understand, these cartels, don't call them gangs, because they're not. They're highly sophisticated criminal networks that are obviously headquartered in Mexico, but heavily present in the U.S. and around 50 countries around the world. And there's a big shift from the cartels. Now they've taken over the human smuggling and human trafficking as well, something that they didn't do just a few years ago. And they're involved in the lime trade, the avocado trade. These people exist for money and power, so we got to attack that. But Mexico won't help us. Yes. The president just said that he's not going to do anything about it. Well, because they own them there in Mexico. They're running a parallel government there, and we need to start at the source there. Isn't Kamala Harris supposed to get to the root cause of these of this problem? Yeah. And I'm like, I know what the root cause is. Let's go after them.
Exactly. Well, Kamala Harris hasn't been to the border yet, but she's going to watch your documentary, Border Invasion, and say that she got all the intel she needed, you know, from your documentary.
Well, I wish you would watch it. I know that they're trying to set up to get it to President Trump to watch it. I'll actually be there with another organization, Border 911, on April 4th for a big fundraiser. I'm part of that team with Tom Holman and others. We're fighting. Believe me, we're trying to do as much as we can to slow them down because we still have so many months before this takes over. And let me tell you what's going to happen, Bill. The rest of the world is going to know when Trump comes in November, they're going to have November, December, and almost all of January to invade us because they know that it's going to be shut down right after
that.
Exactly. And, oh, man, I hope that we'll have something in place, but it is going to be very difficult, and it's going to take a long time, especially when it comes to the interior enforcement. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. It will happen, but it will take some time, especially to find all these criminals and hold them accountable. And we got to send these people back. We got to send the new message, the new narrative to the rest of the world saying that if you're going to come into the U.S. and break our laws, you're going to be held accountable, you're going to go to prison, and then you're going to be deported. And that's what we need to do. I want to keep these facilities that we built along the border. They shouldn't be processing facilities. This should be detention facilities and should be turned over as holding facilities for illegals. And and there's a lot of ideas that we have to do it. You're going to see a surge. You're going to see a combination. Instead of the federal government fighting with the state of Texas, you're going to see a unification there. And then so that won't happen, what you saw with the National Guard. We need to give them the actual tools and the actual authority to say, stop it when it comes over.
Well, yeah, these facilities need to be, sadly, in a sense, kind of like travel agents, a one-way ticket back home where they belong, not here. And then we need to definitely reform even our legal immigration because it has been so compromised by this by the Uniparty that has taken over and has allowed this invasion to take place. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Victor. When you said, as you started to do this documentary and participate in it, it was quite an education because even what you thought before got enlarged as a result of this investigation, right?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, even after I retired, I've been heavily active on the border, and every time I go and when I went there March of 2021, I couldn't believe my eyes and ears. I'd never seen anything like this, and it only progressed. And, the government is never good at doing anything. And so, but they're very good at doing this. They're very highly organized at the Biden administration and by invading us. That's their good of. When it comes to evil and destruction, boy, they have they're experts at that. And we need to attack it. We need to attack the source. A lot of it has to do with defunding Health and Human Services and many other agencies, especially the NGOs. And you will see a huge change. That's why we have to be optimistic about it.
Well, I would say this to the voters of America. Clearly, this country is in need of new management. And it's up to you to make that happen. We need to go full force without any compromise whatsoever to make sure that we get new management throughout the ballot, up and down the ballot, to make sure we have elected officials who are looking out for America's best interest. Victor Avila, I cannot thank you enough. I look forward to, you know, continuing this conversation and staying in touch with you, okay?
Absolutely, Bill. Thank you.
He's a former Border Patrol agent, and of course, the documentary Border Invasion. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.